Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Despite challenges related to the COVID-19 pandemic, a national recognition continues for some of our country's outstanding young farmers and their contributions to the farm and community. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
It has been a year of ceremonies where not one, but two classes were honored, due in part to the disruptions caused over the last year and a half from the COVID-19 pandemic. Graduation and commencement exercises, Hall of Fame induction events. However, for the 2021 National Outstanding Young Farmer recipients, their formal recognition will wait until this coming February. As last year,
we've decided to not hold our national convention for health reasons and safety reasons for all involved, but we are going to recognize the finalists. We are going to be bringing them to our 2022 convention, which will be held in Hilton Head. So we'll recognize two classes at that time.
Sharon Page of the National Outstanding Young Farmer says it's been a unique time period for her organization amid its long and unique history.
The National Outstanding Farmer was founded in 1955 by the U.S. Junior Chamber of Commerce, which are the JCs, one of recognized leadership in agriculture. In 2011, the alumni, which is a large group of past winners, took it over because the JCs asked us if we would, and we were very proud to do that.
Annually, 10 farmers, male, female, or couple, are recognized as finalists, attending the National Convention in February, with four receiving the honor of National Outstanding Young Farmer. But what exactly constitutes the definition of young farmer for this organization?
They have to be 40 years and below. Two-thirds of your income do have to come from farm operation. You don't have to be sole proprietor, but you do have to be one of the major proprietors.
And in terms of additional qualifications and characteristics that should apply to a National Outstanding Young Farmer candidate,
it doesn't matter how many acres you have, it's what you do with it. So we have some very creative individuals that have taken 15 acres per se, and they've used that 15 acres. They have greenhouses, they have markets. They've gone out to the neighborhoods and started like neighborhood farm fresh markets. They've gone into classrooms and taught. You have your dairy farmers, our big grain operations, but we've had grape growers, we've had fruit growers, we've had floral, and in all different aspects of agriculture.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.